All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be talking about something that might sound kind of dry at first, but I promise it's actually super important to, how we get our meds and how much they cost and all that good stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
We're diving into the world of continuous manufacturing, which is basically a whole new way of thinking about how to make pharmaceuticals.
It is. It is. And it's, you know, it's really fascinating to see how this is actually being implemented in the industry.
Yeah. I mean, for so long, it's been all about batch processing, right? Like making a big batch of this, a big batch of that.
Exactly. Like think about baking, right? Like you bake a cake, you do all the steps, and then you have a cake, and then you start over and bake another cake. That's batch processing.
Right.
But with continuous manufacturing, it's more like a factory line where the ingredients are constantly going in and the final product is constantly coming out.
Oh, I see. So like those cookie factories where like you just see this endless stream of cookies coming out?
Exactly. Exactly. It's really a fundamental change in how we think about making medicines.
So like, why this shift? What's so great about continuous manufacturing over the good old batch method?
Well, there are a lot of potential benefits, right? First of all, you got efficiency.
Efficiency, okay.
You can potentially produce medications much faster because the process is continuous. You don't have to stop and start for each batch.
Makes sense. So you can make more medicine in a shorter amount of time. That sounds good.
Yeah, and then there's less waste because you're not having to transfer materials between different containers and things like that.
Ah, so less material lost. And I guess less risk of contamination too, right?
Exactly. And, you know, contamination is a huge concern in pharmaceutical manufacturing, right? You got to follow all those GMP guidelines, specifically GMP Section 211.
Right, of course. So, you know, continuous manufacturing can really help with that, making sure everything's nice and clean and safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, there's the footprint, like the physical space you need for manufacturing. Continuous manufacturing facilities can be much smaller than traditional batch plants.
Oh, interesting. So smaller facilities, less overhead, less space needed.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that can translate into cost savings as well.
Okay, so we've got efficiency, we've got less waste, we've got smaller facilities. Anything else? What about the quality of the drugs themselves? Does that change?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually one of the biggest benefits of continuous manufacturing. You have much better control over the process. You can monitor everything in real time and make adjustments as needed.
Oh, so it's like instead of waiting till the end of the batch to check if everything's okay, you're constantly monitoring the process and can catch any problems early on.
Exactly. So you can really ensure that every single dose of medication is consistent and meets the required quality standards. You can identify any deviations from the desired process immediately and take corrective action right away.
Wow, that's impressive. So it's not just about making things faster and cheaper. It's also about making them better and safer for the patients, right?
Exactly. And then there's the flexibility, right? With continuous manufacturing, it's easier to adjust production volumes based on demand. So you can ramp up production quickly if there's a sudden need for a particular medication, like in the case of a pandemic or something.
Ah, so it makes the whole system more responsive to changes in the market. That's really important.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, the regulatory landscape is also evolving. The FDA and other regulatory bodies are definitely taking notice of continuous manufacturing.
Oh, okay. So are they on board with this shift?
Yeah, they're definitely paying attention, right? They've issued guidance documents specifically for continuous manufacturing. You know, the focus is always on ensuring drug safety and efficacy, regardless of the manufacturing method.
Right, of course.
But they recognize the potential benefits of continuous manufacturing, and they're working to develop appropriate regulatory frameworks.
So they're not, like, resisting this new approach.
No, not at all. They see the potential. They're just making sure that everything is done properly, that the drugs are safe and effective, and all the necessary checks are in place.
That makes sense. So all of this sounds great in theory, but is anyone actually using continuous manufacturing in the real world? Is it just a bunch of academics talking about it, or are companies actually doing it?
Oh, no, it's definitely happening. You know, if you look at the research that's being published in journals like Organic Process Research and Development, there are more and more examples of companies successfully implementing continuous manufacturing.
Oh, okay. So OPR&D, for those of you who don't know, that's like the Bible for pharmaceutical scientists and engineers.
Exactly. It's a very respected journal in the field, and you can see that continuous manufacturing is becoming a hot topic.
So, like, what kind of things are they talking about in OPR&D?
Well, they're talking about the different types of continuous reactors that are being developed, the advantages of continuous flow chemistry, the challenges of scaling up continuous processes, and all sorts of other exciting stuff. Like, there's this really cool example of a continuous flow electrochemical Taylor vortex reactor that was developed.
Okay.
A Taylor vortex reactor.
Okay, I'm going to need you to break that down for me a little bit.
Yeah, so basically, it's a special type of reactor that's designed to enhance mixing, and it's really good for electrosynthesis. And they were able to achieve really high yields and selectivity using this reactor, and they were able to process kilogram quantities of material per day.
Oh, kilogram quantities. That's serious. So it's not just for like small scale research. This is something that can be used for large scale production.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's another example where they used continuous flow reactors with spatial dosing of
Okay,
reagents.
spatial dosing, what that?
So instead of adding all the reagents at the beginning of the reaction, they inject them at different points along the length of the reactor. And by doing that, they were able to improve both conversion and selectivity because they had much finer control over the reaction conditions.
Oh, that's clever. So it's like they're choreographing the reaction, adding the ingredients at just the right time and place to get the best result.
Exactly. And, there's also a lot of work being done on developing laboratory tools to predict particle properties upon scale up.
Okay, particle properties.
Yeah, so this is really important for solid dosage forms like tablets and capsules. You want to make sure that the particles of the active pharmaceutical ingredient are the right size and shape, and that they have the right properties like flowability and dissolution rate.
Ah, so it's not just about the chemistry, it's also about the physical characteristics of the drug itself.
Exactly. And these tools can help to predict how those properties will change when you scale up the process from the lab to the manufacturing plant.
Okay, so that's really important for ensuring the quality and consistency of the final product, right?
Absolutely.
So it seems like continuous manufacturing has a lot of potential, but are there any challenges or roadblocks that are preventing it from becoming more widespread?
Yeah, there are definitely some challenges. For one thing, the initial investment costs can be quite high. You need specialized equipment and you need people with the right expertise to design and operate these systems.
Right. I can imagine it takes a certain level of know-how to set up a fully integrated continuous manufacturing process.
Definitely. And then, there's also the challenge of developing robust analytical tools for real-time monitoring. You need to be able to track what's happening in the process at all times and make sure that everything is within the acceptable parameters.
Yeah, that makes sense. You need to have a really good handle on what's going on in the system at all times.
Exactly. But, despite these challenges, I think the potential benefits of continuous manufacturing are just too great to ignore. It's really the future of pharmaceutical manufacturing, and I think we're going to see more and more companies adopting this approach in the years to come.
So to wrap things up for our listeners, what's the big takeaway here? Why should people care about continuous manufacturing?
I think the main takeaway is that continuous manufacturing has the potential to revolutionize the way we make medicines. It can lead to faster production times, less waste, smaller facilities, better quality control, and more flexibility. And ultimately, that means better and more affordable medicines for patients.
And for you, the listener, this isn't just some abstract scientific concept. This is something that could directly impact the medications you take and the healthcare you receive.
Exactly.
So as continuous manufacturing becomes more common, it's worth thinking about how that might change the landscape of the pharmaceutical industry and what it might mean for you, the patient. Maybe new drugs will become available faster, or maybe the cost of medications will come down. Who knows? It's an exciting time to be following this field.
It is.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.